Acts chapter 13. Now there were in the assembly that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Shaul. As they ministered to the Master and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Shaul, for the work wherefore I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them out. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of Yahweh in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to assist them. And when they had gone through the isle to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Yeshua, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Shaul and desired to hear the word of Yahweh. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Shaul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him and said, "O full of all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of Yahweh? Now behold, the hand of Yahweh is on you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Master. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, "You men and brothers, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." And then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you that fear Yahweh, give audience. The Elohim of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm he brought them out of it. And about the time of 40 years did he suffer their manners in the wilderness, and when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that he gave to them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and Yahweh gave to them Shaul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, 'I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.' Of this man's seed has Yahweh, according to his promise, raised to Israel a Savior, Yeshua. When John had first preached, before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, 'Whom do you think that I am? I am not he, but there comes one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loosen. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you that fears Yahweh, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet did they desire from Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree, and laid him in a grave. But Yahweh raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made to the fathers, Yahweh has fulfilled the same to us, their children, in that he has raised up Yeshua again, as it is also written in the second psalm, 'You are my son, this day have I begotten you.' And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, 'I will give you the sure mercies of David.' Wherefore he says also in another psalm, 'You shall not suffer your Holy One to see corruption.' For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of Yahweh, fell asleep, and was laid to his fathers, and saw corruption. But he, who Yahweh raised again, saw no corruption. Be it known to you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, you despisers, and wonder, and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it to you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles sought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of Yahweh. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spoke against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, It was necessary that the word of Yahweh should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, we turn to the Gentiles. For so has our sovereign commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light of the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and magnified the word of Yahweh, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of Yahweh was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coasts. But they shook the dust off their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. End of chapter.